How many different problems are you facing in your marriage right now? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. How would you rate your marriage? Are circumstances overwhelming you? How would you rate your relationship with your spouse? My prayer for you today is that you will allow the Holy Spirit to show you how He sees your marriage, your spouse, and all your circumstances. The way He sees everything is totally different than how you or I see our circumstances. There is a Bible story in 2 Kings chapter 6 about Elijah and his servant. There was a king of Aram who was against the king of Israel. Do you remember that story? Elijah kept warning the king of Israel when the king of Aram was going to attack the people. The king kept getting madder about how the king of Israel always knew he was coming and the people were ready for him. In 2 Kings chapter 6, we read, "This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, 'Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?' 'None of us, my lord the king,' said one of his officers. 'But Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. May you learn this lesson from the Lord today. The Lord knows everything, and He can warn His people about the enemy trying to attack His children if we will open our spiritual eyes and ears. Are you listening to your Lord?" In 2 Kings chapter 6, we continue to read, "Go, find out where he is," the king ordered, "so I can send men and capture him." The report came back, "He's in Dothan." Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. May we learn from this powerful story that our Lord is always with us to fight our battles. Believe in His mighty power for all your circumstances in your life. You may be like the servant that could only see the enemy, but Elijah knew the power of his Lord God and knew that his Lord was going to protect him. How big is your God? My God is mighty in power and awesome in wisdom and strength. Throughout the Bible, God shows us His power defeating the enemy. The enemy likes to be like a roaring lion, making a lot of noise, but the Lord wants us to react as Jesus would. Remember that your Lord God is fighting in your behalf in the heavenly realms. Do not allow the enemy to put fear in you, but walk in faith and in victory. May you pray Elijah's prayer, "Open my eyes so that I may see your will, Lord, your will and your way in my life as God heals hurting marriages."
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Bob and Charlene Steinkamp. They would love to hear from you. Write them at Rejoice Marriage Ministries, Post Office Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. Their website is www.rejoiceministries.org. Listen again tomorrow for God Heals Hurting Marriages.